He'd feasted and wenched and fought in 100 battles. They said it was Donald Noy who forged King Robert's warhammer, the one that crushed the life out of Rhaegar Targaryen on the Trident. He'd done all the things that Jon would never do. And then, when he was old, well past 30, he'd taken a glancing blow from an axe, and the wound had festered until the whole arm had to come off. Only then, crippled, had Donald Noy come to the wall, when his life was all but over. "Yes, life," Noy said. "A long life, or a short one, it's up to you, Snow. The road you're walking, one of your brothers would slit your throat for you one night." "They're not my brothers," Jon snapped. "They hate me, because I'm better than they are." "No, they hate you because you act like you're better than they are. They look at you and they see a castle-bred bastard who thinks he's a lordling." The armourer leaned close. "You're no lordling. Remember that. You're a Snow, not a Stark. You're a bastard and a bully." "A bully?" Jon almost choked on the word. The accusation was so unjust it took his breath away. "They were the ones who came after me, four of them. Four that you've humiliated in the yard. Four who are probably afraid of you. I've watched you fight. It's not training with you. Put a good edge on your sword, and they'd be dead meat. You know it, I know it, they know it."